the layers of protection that you think exists. And I'm going to start with what the D.C. Circuit said. So the first layer of protection is that attorneys general and other Justice Department attorneys can be trusted to act in a professional and ethical manner, right?
Yes.
How robust is that protection? I mean, most of the vast majority of attorneys general and Justice Department of attorneys, and we both served in the Justice Department for a long time, are honorable people, and they take their professional ethical responsibilities seriously. Mm-hmm. But there have been exceptions, right, both among attorneys general and among federal prosecutors.
There have been rare exceptions, Justice Alito. But
so as for attorneys general, there have been two who were convicted of criminal offenses while in office. There were others. A. Mitchell Palmer is one that comes to mind, who is widely regarded as having abused the power of his office. Would you agree with that?
I would, but they are two officials in a long line of attorneys generals who did not, and in departments of justice that are staffed by multiple people who do adhere to their office.
So moving on to the second level mm-hmm. of protection that the D.C. Circuit cited, federal grand juries will shield former presidents from unwarranted indictments. How much protection is that?
Well, it affords two levels of protection. One is the probable cause finding requires evidence. I think some of the fears about groundless prosecutions aren't supported by evidence, and they're not going to get out of the starting gate.
I mean, there's the old saw about indicting a ham sandwich.
Yes, but I think Justice Alito,
you had a lot of experience in the Justice Department. You come across a lot of cases where the U.S. attorney or another federal prosecutor really wanted to indict a case and the grand jury refused to do so.
For sure.
Justice Gorsuch, right? Can I try one more time?
Well, let me just
clarify.
Spin this out just a second, okay. Right? And it didn't matter what the president's motives were. We're not going to look behind it.
Right.
And same thing in Nixon. We said, gosh, in Nixon versus Fitzgerald, that's something courts shouldn't get engaged in because presidents have all manner of motives. And again, I'm not concerned about this case, but I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives, mm-hmm. whether it's re-election or who knows what corrupt means in 1512, right? We don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out sometime soon. But the dangerousness of accusing your political opponent of having bad motives, mm-hmm. and if that's enough to overcome your core powers or any other limits, reactions, thoughts.
Yeah, so I think that you're raising a very difficult question.
That's the idea, right?
I mean, that is the idea.
Testing the limits of both sides' arguments.
And I'm going to say something that I don't normally say, which is that's really not involved in this case. We don't have bad political motive in that sense.
I understand that. I appreciate that. But you also appreciate that we're
yes.
writing a rule for
yes.
for the ages.
Yes.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Thursday, 25 April in the year of our Lord, 2024. Historic day at the Supreme Court. Huge day up in the courts in New York. Also, a report magically appeared from the Judiciary Committee, an interim report on the criminal conspiracy against President Trump. Voila. We'll get into all that. Actually, Seb Gorka has been grilling Jim Jordan over his radio show. Seb's going to join us. I want to go to, and I want to say thank you to Justice Alito and Gorsuch. You know, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm particularly not a constitutional lawyer, but I can listen to those guys all day long, ask questions of these lawyers, and you just learn so much about this. Julie Kelly you did it, you know, tweet by tweet. Walk me through your assessment of this historic day at the Supreme Court.
Where do you start? I mean, those were great clips to begin with. I think it demonstrates how complicated, unprecedented this question is, and most importantly, the long-term consequences for the country, which Neil Gorsuch and Sam Alito and Brett Kavanaugh, to his credit, I thought he did a really good job today too, kept raising. And Michael Dreeben didn't really have a good answer for that. So he kind of was all over the map. Well, you'll have attorney generals and they will prevent a president from committing criminal acts. He has the best legal team, so he can ask lawyers whether or not. And then, of course, the joke about grand juries and prosecutors, you know, for a Department of Justice and state prosecutors who, you know, their approval ratings and people's trust in those institutions is diminishing, cratering actually every day. So it's very complicated. There are a few ways that the Supreme Court could settle this, but I think overall, the majority of justices indicated that they believe that presidents should not be criminally prosecuted, at least for what is deemed official acts or core functions of the presidency. But Steve, the hairy part there, right, the unknown, is who makes the decision as to what is a core function of the presidency or what is a personal, private, / political act. Presidents act personally for personal gain and political gain every single day. I mean, you have presidents now, you have a Joe Biden, who is doing everything that he can to use his presidential authority to try to win re-election. So who makes those decisions? Jack Smith, Tanya Chutkan, the 3-judge panel, circuit panel, who the justices took some shots at today. So that is really the complicated nature. And that's why there's not going to be, I think, a tidy answer from the court with a little bow on it, either giving Trump a 100% victory or the government.
Let me bring in Mike Davis. Mike, first off, I want to compliment you. Remember, Andrew Weissman and MSNBC, I know the audience doesn't have to watch or see CNN. That's one of our functions here where we curate this. But they've been mocking and ridiculing even this coming forward. This is all made up. This is a desperate move by Trump to just move his trial back past the. This is all about Trump trying to delay process. The content of this, they thought was a belly laugh. This is ridiculous. This never should be brought up. But to Julie Kelly's point, this is pretty intense questioning by some of the biggest brains on the court. Was it not, sir? And it kind of, I thought, how come this has never been addressed before? Mm-hmm. Mike Davis.
So is this the same Michael Dreeben who lost 9-0 on the Enron case with Andrew Weissman as the prosecutor? Is this the same Michael Dreeben? The same Michael Dreeben who lost 8-0 with Jack Smith's prosecution of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald. Mm-hmm. Now all three of these clowns are together and they're arguing before the Supreme Court. Look, they're going to lose at the Supreme Court. President Trump is going to win a narrow victory here. It's going to be 5-4, maybe 6-3, depending on how Justice Amy Coney Barrett rules. The Supreme Court is going to rule very narrowly that the president of the United States, any president of the United States, is immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts, not their personal acts. They're going to remand this case back to D.C. Obama Judge Tanya Chutkan. She's going to hold an evidentiary hearing, as she should have done in the first place, and she's going to decide what are official acts. For example, Trump was trying to fire his acting attorney general. Well, you can't do that as a private citizen, so that has to be part of your official acts versus something that he did in his personal acts. And then whatever she decides, hopefully she's not a moron again and just blanketly decides that there's no immunity. That decision could be appealed to the D.C. Circuit, will be appealed to the D.C. Circuit on an interlocutory, meaning immediate basis. If the D.C. Circuit Democrat hacks get that wrong again like they did last time, this could come back to the Supreme Court, right? And then in the meantime, as Julie Kelly's been covering masterfully, the Supreme Court's going to rule on the Fisher case. And the Supreme Court's almost certainly going to reverse these January 6th criminal convictions for this post-Enron statute that Andrew Weissman used to go after these to go after these January 6th defendants. It's a corporate statute used to go after corporations that are shredding documents and obstructing corporate investigations, and they've weaponized this in the Justice Department to go after January 6th defendants. They've also weaponized it to go after Trump. Jack Smith's case, two of the four charges against Trump relate to this obstruction statute that the Supreme Court's almost certainly going to reverse. And so what is Jack Smith going to be left with this January 6th case against Trump? Two of the four charges are going to be gone. There's going to be presidential immunity. So about, I'd say 80% of Jack Smith's case is going to be gone. And oh, by the way, he's not going to be able to try President Trump before the election. President Trump's going to win. His acting attorney general on day one is going to dismiss this case with prejudice, as he should. And then his acting attorney general will almost certainly open a criminal probe on President Biden. Mm-hmm. These Democrat prosecutors, these Democrat judges, these Democrat witnesses, these Democrat operatives, like the Lawfare crew, like Andrew Weissman, who have, looks like, run an illegal criminal conspiracy to violate civil rights. And I can't wait for that. I'm going to be all in for that.
This was the importance of this day, because, Julie, I want to go to you. If you saw in the run-up, both in the Fisher situation, you know, this thing about the other charge and about this, they were belly laughing. They've been belly laughing. This is ridiculous. This is all about process slowing it down. Well, it don't look so ridiculous now. Something's going to happen here, because very smart justice on the court said this is a huge deal that needs to be addressed. Julie Kelly, about Andrew Weissman and that crowd that have mocked and ridiculed this, but today showed you this thing's very real.
It's very real. It's very serious, and the long-term consequences. This is not where the American people want to go. And I believe it was Justice Alito or Gorsuch who talked about, you know, preserving our democracy and where this heads and takes us, where other countries, their presidents, incoming leader tries to throw the past their predecessor in jail. That's not where we want to be. I want to pick up on something my friend Mike was just talking about, and that's 1512C2. And actually, Justice Gorsuch, as you played there, kind of hinted about what they were maybe going to come down with that obstruction of an official proceeding and the definition of corruptly, which is one of the elements that's been debated there. But Justice Kavanaugh also brought up the vague, broad charges in Jack Smith's indictment. And I think it's important to emphasize this indictment is not charging Donald Trump with killing anyone or using SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival or bribery or any serious crime that the American people would say, oh, well, if he killed someone in the Oval Office, yeah, I think he probably should be prosecuted. These are the most broad, vague, untested statutes that Jack Smith could come up with. He can easily convince a DC grand jury made up of the same people who serve on regular juries, all Biden voters and supporters, to bring this indictment. So to Mike's point, if the Supreme Court comes back and they reverse in any manner 1512C2 obstruction, and it's somehow stripped out of Jack Smith's indictment, he's left with two vague conspiracy charges. Even if Chutkan comes back and says half of the elements in Jack Smith's indictment, especially they keep talking about the alternative electoral certificates that Trump was involved in trying to get. And I believe even John Sauer conceded that that would be considered a personal act, not an official act. Are they really going to go to trial and take Trump to trial in Washington, D.C. on two vague conspiracy counts for the alternative electoral certificate operation? I mean, that's basically the empty bag that Jack Smith would be left with. So both of these decisions coming from the Supreme Court, very impactful. But to your point, too, Steve, you know, the mockery that this is some clear-cut answer from the Andrew Weissmans of the world, Rachel Maddow, whoever, and that the Supreme Court should hurry up and come back with a decision on this. You know, that is not what the justices were signaling. And again, I don't think the majority of American people want the Supreme Court to make a quick decision on this so Jack Smith can try to get Donald Trump on trial before the election.
Hang on for 1 second. We're going to hold to break. Seb's going to also join us. He's been talking to Jim Jordan on his radio show. birchgold.com/Bannon. End of the Dollar Empire. Go there today. It's free. Download it. Short break. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold, and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Done. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
So, Mike Davis, to Julie's point, and I could tell by the long faces over at MSNBC and CNN today, this is for the Supreme Court part. They immediately saw the seriousness of the justices, the seriousness of the question, quite frankly, not great responses from their team. If Julie's right, this is about process. If Julie's right about the Fisher, if Julie's right about this gets remanded or your theory gets remanded back to Chutkan, correct me if I'm wrong. But none of the Jack Smith stuff comes to trial. Fani Willis doesn't, in Florida doesn't, and D.C. doesn't. None of it comes before Election Day right now. Am I incorrect on that?
You're 100% correct, Steve. And you know what? That I would say this to these Democrat prosecutors and these Democrat judges and Joe Biden. The Supreme Court is clearly onto your game. They saw that with the Colorado disqualification case. It was a 9-0 case. It was so bad that the three liberal justices cut bait. They're on to the Supreme Court justices are on to the Biden's Democrats game with this these obstruction charges against the January 6th defendants and President Trump that Julie Kelly has covered so well. The Supreme Court is onto their game. You heard it in the oral argument today that the Chief Justice is onto their game. Justice Kavanaugh is onto their game. There are at least five votes for presidential immunity, and Justice Barrett will be somewhere in there. So it's the Supreme Court is definitely onto their game. The Supreme Court is not going to let these Democrat operatives decide the next presidential election. They're going to let the American people decide the election on November 5th, 2024, not these Democrat judges and Democrat prosecutors and Democrat witnesses and Democrat operatives and Democrat jurors and these Democrat hellholes of New York, D.C., and Atlanta. Nice try, Joe Biden. It's not going to work. It's going to backfire. No. Trump is going to be back in the White House.
You and Julie Kelly are heroes because you've said this now. Julie's been grinding 4 years on this. You've been grinding two and a half or three. Today was historic. And Mike Davis is absolutely correct. The Supreme Court, I think, has basically said, we've had enough of this nonsense. Mm-hmm. Now, Julie Kelly, you haven't had a chance to look at this afternoon. Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee did release an interim report. I think it's 300 pages long. It's about specifically focused, I think, in New York. Just give me a minute on or two on what you found out in South Florida, because I agree with Mike. This is the time now to go on offense. This is a criminal conspiracy. Yep. It was rubbed in our face last night in Arizona. This, if we do not go on offense and shut this down, and as Mike Davis said, begin to, go on offense now and then have criminal charges brought on people later, we're not going to have a country. This is Republic ending. Just give the audience, because no one still reached out to you, we're going to make sure that happens. Give us a summary in all this debacle of probably the worst and the nastiest and the ugliest of the most tightly you can show the collusion is in Florida, yes. Is in this the classified documents case, ma'am.
And I did hear from one congressman's office today, so that was encouraging. They want information and they want the motions. So that's good news. So thank you, Steve, for putting the pressure on there. I really hope Mike Davis, as the interim attorney general, that people are going to already be preparing legitimate conspiracy to defraud the United States and other conspiracy charges against people in the Biden White House, the National Archives, Department of Justice, the intelligence community, certainly the General Counsel's Office of the White House, for working behind the scenes once again to concoct and manufacture to entrap Donald Trump into some sort of records or document criminal prosecution, which is exactly what happened here, to circumvent the laws related to the Presidential Records Act, which requires the archives to notify the record holder if a government agency is seeking documents. We now have proof that Jonathan Suh, who is in the general counsel's office for Joe Biden, was working with the general counsel for NARA to try to successfully circumvent that automatic triggering of notifying Donald Trump that they wanted records and notes about how Donald Trump handled these documents when he was president and after. This is a real, legitimate criminal conspiracy, abuse of power, prosecutorial, grand jury abuse that also has been detailed. So I certainly hope that members of Congress and incoming AG Mike Davis and others, they need to be ahead of the game. And as soon as Donald Trump takes office, be ready to turn the tables and indict those who really conspire to defraud the American people into believing that Donald Trump is a criminal, threatened our national security by taking national defense information, moving it around, and trying to hide it in an investigation. That is all a bunch of lies.
Julie Kelly, fantastic job today, as every day. Where do people go to get all your content, social media, and your Substack, all of it?
So Substack, Declassified with Julie Kelly. Also write for Real Clear Investigations. I'm on Twitter, Julie_Kelly2. And if you have a second, I could say one more encouraging thing about the Supreme Court. I don't know if you're on a hard break.
Sure. We'll take all the good news we can get.
A little overlooked thing, and Mike, I would like for his comment on that. A J6er convicted by Judge Chutkan in her courtroom, by the way, of four misdemeanors, appealed his conviction. Of course, this appellate court upheld that. He filed a petition for writ of cert in the Supreme Court to review his case. Elizabeth Preligar, the U.S. Solicitor General, told the court, well, we're not going to reply to this unless we're asked to. And 2 days ago, the Supreme Court came back and said, no, you're going to reply. We want your response to this petition. For two common misdemeanors, there is a possibility that the Supreme Court could hear that as well, taking up and perhaps signaling that the Supreme Court, like Mike said, is sick and tired of these prosecutors, DOJ, and these judges abusing their power to proceed with political prosecution. So I'll be keeping an eye on that as well.
Julie Kelly, great work. Hero and patriot. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Davis, have we broken the fever? Is the Supreme Court, is Gorsuch and Alito and some of the biggest brains up there and in the legal community throughout the country, have we broken the fever of this, you think?
Yeah, I mean, when you saw Dreeben getting very, very tough questions from the Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, who's a good guy, but not red-pilled, not a Trump cheerleader, you know that the Democrats have gone too far. The Supreme Court is clearly onto their game. They, like Julie just said, they're forcing the Biden Justice Department to respond to the cert petition by that other January 6th defendant. They are certainly onto their game, and it's the house of cards for this Biden Democrat lawfare is going to crumble.
Mike, this also raises the stakes for 5 November, and let me tell you why. You're going to hear in the media, because they had long faces today. They were getting beat up. They're going to immediately pivot that the court's losing its credibility. You're going to go through this whole thing you had after Dobbs. And what they're going to do, and we got to get Mike Lee back on here. I'm telling my producer, this is all about packing the court. If they are able to steal this and defeat Trump, the number one target they're going to have is the Supreme Court, because now it's quite obvious. The Supreme Court holds the Republic really in its hands, and they know that. And these people are vicious, as you can see from this criminal conspiracy they've done so far. They will have a criminal conspiracy against the Supreme Court to basically pack the court to dilute the judges, the justices that are on there. Your thoughts?
There's no question about that. The Supreme Court, as we've been talking about for several years now, Steve, is the last line of defense, that protects our God-given rights to speak, to associate, to worship, to protect ourselves. These Democrats see this constitutionalist Supreme Court as their last obstacle, and they will destroy the Supreme Court if they win back the White House. That's why I keep saying this is a make or break election for our country. And I want to tell conservatives and independents and other right-thinking Democrats, vote as early as possible. Because if you think the BLM and Antifa riots in 2020 are bad, wait for the Hamas riots in 2024. They may make it where you cannot show up and vote on Election Day because they want to scare the hell out of Trump supporters and conservatives who want to show up and wait till Election Day. Do not do that. Show up and vote early as possible.
Mike Davis, where do people go to Article 3? Where do people go on your social media, particularly your Twitter feed?
Article3project.org, you can donate there and take action there. Article 3 Project at Article 3 Project at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. And my personal is at MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And one final thing, Steve, Andrew Weissman, you better lawyer up, cupcake.
Yeah, Andrew Weissman, preserve your documents, bro, because we're coming specifically for you. And this is going to be so great. Mike, it's a pretty good day for an Irishman. You start off in front of the Supreme Court laying out this monumental case, which you've been so involved in actually making sure it got there. And at the same time, you punch out a mouthy protester. And then you come back today with what happened. The Supreme Court was fantastic. So it can't get better. The interim attorney general for President Trump, Mike Davis, thank you so much for being on here, brother.
Thank you.
Ben Berquam. We got Ben. Can I get Ben up for Ben? 30 seconds here. The cross on Pecker started. Give me 30 seconds on it. Hold through the break. I know you got to get to the airport, but tell us about David Pecker.
Yeah, I met you at the airport, Steve. But yes, David Pecker, clearly cross-examination shows that, in my opinion, he was coached through this entire thing. I thought about this on the first couple days of the court case. I thought, who has this great of memory when he's giving exact dates from 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago? On cross-examination, he can barely remember things from 2 months ago. So clearly he's been coached. This entire case is an absolute sham.
He is a prosecution witness. Okay, stick around. We'll get Berquam. Maybe we get Seb, Grant Stinchfield. Eli Crane just got endorsed by President Trump. We're packed in the second half. Birchgold.com/Bannon. The end of the dollar empire. Totally free. The fifth installment. Central bank digital currency and your economic freedom and security. Check it out. Back in a moment. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon, SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Bergquam's en route to Romania. We're going to get him back in a second. Grant Stinchfield's got an incredible analysis. Harvey Weinstein's case was overturned at the New York appellate level, but there may be some issues dealing with President Trump and what's happened there, because people all of a sudden that this is going to get appealed, whatever happens. We got a lot going on, but I want to start with Eli Crane. So, Eli, this guy that announced, a McCarthy guy, announced he was going to run against you. And what upset our audience so much, and quite frankly me, you know, I don't mind if guys, primary guys, you know, it's a democracy. People should get up there and debate issues. But they launched on something that was very, it was treating MAGA, and particularly your district is hardcore MAGA, treating MAGA like they're idiots. They took the votes that you did to try to stop everything and the minibuses, and they used those as, oh, Eli Crane's soft on border security. Eli Crane's an open borders guy. It was so redonkulous. We had to blow this guy up on the very first day. And then yesterday afternoon, President Trump formally endorsed you for your return to Congress. Give us your thoughts, sir.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve. You nailed it. That's what the Uniparty does. There's a reason that they've, you know, had a stranglehold on power in Washington, D.C. for a long time. They may be evil, but they're not stupid. This is how they tricked uninformed voters and people that don't really make the time to pay attention with those massive, you know, 1,000-plus page omnibus minibus bills where it's 950 pages of crap. And then, you know, 50 pages of infrastructure, you know, border, you know, and some other things that many of us would vote for. But you got to vote for 950 pages of special interest, lobbying groups, kickbacks, earmarks, et cetera. And some of us have been sent up to Washington to try and stop how Washington works. And so you have to take these hard votes and tell people, no, we're not doing this anymore. You're selling out the American people. You're selling out the future of our kids. And we're not going to keep funding these foreign wars. We're not going to keep funding, you know, foreign countries' border security and not our own. And so I will take the tough vote. And I am going to challenge my voters and the voters of the country to pay attention, because this is how they're able to gaslight you. This is how they're able to run those little 30-second radio and television ads, you know, telling you that, you know, Bob Good or Chip Roy or Eli Crane or Andy Biggs aren't strong on the border, hoping that you won't pay attention and you'll just believe the little spot. So I appreciate President Trump, you know, facing over 700 years in prison, taking the time to be a leader and to make sure that guys like myself get his endorsement so the people of my district know where he stands, so I have a better chance of coming back and continuing a fight that is far from finished.
Eli, they've indicted 17, some of President Trump's closest advisors, plus these 11 great patriots out there. With this fake attorney general, has got 208. She leads by 208 votes, with 9,000 votes still not counted for Abe Hamadeh. What's your assessment? This is lawfare up in your face. I think they see they're losing these other cases. This is just another piece of lawfare, just over 100 days from the primary in Arizona. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, well, obviously you're right. You know, this is just like Jack Smith, but at the state level. You know, they know that they can't win on the agenda and by, you know, getting the people on their side. So this is what they do. They take anybody that stands up against them, and they try and destroy them. And so I talked to two of the members. I talked to Tyler Boyer, and I talked to Jake Hoffman. They're both in good spirits. You know, they're both confident that they're going to win this and they're going to be vindicated in a court of law. But, you know, we definitely need to be there, support them, and we need to have their back. And, you know, let's pray for them as well, because they are up against evil. They did nothing wrong. They were fighting for this country. And I surely stand with them, and I know you do too, Steve.
Eli, what is your social media and website? Where can people get find more about you? My lost Eli Cran. That's okay. We'll put the social media up. Do we have Berquam? Ben Berquam, give me a minute on, you're going to Romania. We're going to be dialed into you when you get there. Captain Ben is going to be with us from Hungary tomorrow. You're going to Romania. Why are you going to Romania?
It is the Make Europe Great Again event. And as America is falling to the radical left, the godless communist left, the same thing is happening in Europe. It's the same enemies. People need to understand that. And one thing I haven't mentioned, I don't know if you've mentioned it, Steve, and I'll always let Eli Crane go. God bless Eli Crane. He is an amazing man. But one thing I haven't mentioned yet, think about the timing of this. The timing of this trial actually began on Passover for President Trump. The fact that that began when the blood of the lamb was posted over the tops of the doorposts to protect the children of God. And you think about what's happening with the attacks on Israel, with the attacks on the Jewish state, but also with the attacks on America, American sovereignty, and on President Trump. And I just pray that blood of the lamb over President Trump, his family, over you, sir, over our entire audience, over Israel, and over the nations of this world whose God is the Lord. And that's what we're up against. This battle is good versus evil, and we are standing on the side of light. It's time to shine that light. I'm heading to Europe to do a little bit of that, and I'll be back Monday. I'll be back in the court Tuesday.
Ben, we're going to get you over the weekend. We'll get you on the Saturday show. Thank you very much. Great reporting. By the way, USC's announced, University of Southern California's announced they've canceled graduation. No on-stage graduation. They may hand out diplomas because of this revolt by Sharia supremacists. Ben Berquam, thank you so much. Two things. We got Grant Stinchfield that has the 8 o'clock show on our channel. Grant, I had you on here for this amazing piece you wrote, but you've got breaking news about this Harvey Weinstein. Explain to me, Harvey Weinstein, an appellate court overturned his conviction in a regular court in New York, just like President Trump's in court right now, and people are saying his thing's going to be appealed. But you've got an interesting analysis of some of the stuff around Harvey Weinstein and how it may play into President Trump's trial. What is it?
Yeah. You know, Steve, I don't think anybody actually reads the decisions in these. They just freak out that Harvey Weinstein's rape case is thrown out in New York. He'll be retried, and the justices in the highest court in New York said he'll probably be convicted. But you can't convict a man on his prior, quote, bad acts. This is what the justices said, the court judges, on prior bad acts. That doesn't mean criminal. What are they doing to President Trump here? They're trying to use prior bad acts.
Hang on. In Harvey Weinstein, they're not arguing about what the prosecutors brought up about what his rape was. What they're saying in the trials, they added all this other stuff that he wasn't indicted for, and all these other bad acts. And they're saying, in fact, that I think the appellate court said he should be retried and he'll probably be found guilty. But because you did this, you've got to at least go give him another trial, essentially, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so the judge allowed witnesses to come on and talk about all of Harvey Weinstein's, quote, bad acts that had nothing to do with the case that he was on trial for. So let me read to you a piece of the decision here. It says, it is an abuse of judicial discretion to permit untested allegations of nothing more than bad behavior that destroys a defendant's character but sheds no light on their credibility as related to the criminal charges lodged against them. Well, I can think of no other example of this is this David Pecker. David Pecker right now has nothing to do with a records case, Steve. It's not about Stormy Daniels and the media. Boy, they make me so mad with this hush money nonsense. It's not a hush money case. There's nothing illegal about paying someone not to talk. They're saying it's a records case, that you can't write legal expenses to cover up a campaign expense. Well, you bring in a guy like David Pecker to show how President Trump was trying to look for bad stories early on and all of these things that maybe everyday people might think is bad, but it has nothing to do with the underlying case. And my suspicion is, Steve, every witness the prosecution is going to bring against President Trump is going to have to do with all of President Trump's so-called prior bad acts that have nothing to do with the case. I think this high court in New York teed up for Alvin Bragg a slap on the, should be more than a slap on the wrist, but throwing out all of his witnesses. If I was the Trump attorneys, I'd be bringing this decision saying every one of these witnesses should not be allowed to testify.
My belief, and I think it's yours too, is the whole Pecker thing is just to get in. This is a bookkeeping deal, right? At best, it's right. A commercial bookkeeping deal. All they want to do, though, is have Stormy Daniels come up there, you know, with a calico, you know, pinned up to her throat, looking like the Virgin, you know, trying to act like the Virgin Mary. And she's going to say, because she's already said he did this without consent. She wants to get that whole thing in there. You got the Miss December or the Playmate Bunny, whatever she is, to do that whole thing. And then they're going to read into the transcripts. They've already got permission from the judge, the Billy Bush. All this is to smear President Trump, particularly in the women vote, in college-educated women, right, et cetera. This is all those witnesses have nothing to do with a commercial bookkeeping a debate of whether it was a misdemeanor, whether they should have done it, whether it should have been expensive, whatever. Because I can't still, we're following this closely. I can't find out where the crime is. I don't know what crime they're talking about. And they didn't really make it specific in the opening arguments. It was so confusing of the way. And they had to have Colangelo from the Justice Department there to make their case. Your thoughts, sir?
Steve, so I know that Stormy Daniels is going to come up. But as you mentioned, it's not a case about what Stormy Daniels did, what President Trump and her did or didn't do. That's not the case. Did he write legal expenses to cover up a, quote, campaign expense? Well, if the feds say there's no crime here, we're not prosecuting this, how do you cover up a crime that someone says wasn't a crime? That's what the whole case is based off of. It's literally ridiculous. And as you said, it's designed to smear President Trump. But all of these witnesses, including Stormy Daniels, if she talks about an affair with him, that has nothing to do with the case at hand. According to this high court, that should not play any role in this case, and she should not be allowed to testify over those things. That's my interpretation of the Harvey Weinstein judgment.
And I think you're right about Weinstein. The media is melting down, but they're not saying Harvey Weinstein is not going to be retried. He's not going to be let out of prison. He's got charges in California, I think, but they're going to, they've already said they're going to retry this. Let's go to the, you had
he's
a magnificent
in an LA
article
jail now. Steve, just to tell you, he's in an LA jail now serving 16 years on those crimes. Harvey Weinstein's not getting out of prison, and he'll be retried again, and he'll be convicted there too, because the guy's a dirtbag. Sorry.
Hey, this article in Gateway Pundit, talk to me about it. It grabbed me by the throat yesterday because you talked about one of the most powerful guys that was in the government before he resigned because of the Wuhan lab and COVID. That's Dr. Collins at NIH. What did you find out about Dr. Collins?
Yeah, you know, this is really amazing. And I want to give the credit to Dr. James Thorpe and his wife, Maggie, who've been great on exposing the fraud as to the reaction of the federal government to the COVID-19 virus. When you start to go back and look at videos, Dr. Francis Collins, who was the director of NIH at the time, was actively going in front of faith leaders, and he was using terminology like God answered my prayers, this vaccine is sacred, using biblical passages that said Jesus extending his arm is basically giving people the shot. This is the kind of thing that he did, and he went to these faith leaders specifically to dupe them into pushing the idea of getting the vaccine onto their flock. And in many cases, it worked. And Dr. James Thorpe had found this. Then I went back and I found more examples on video, which you can watch on the podcast. Just go to grantstinchfield.com. And these examples, it's so devious, Steve. It's deceitful. And I believe Francis Collins, Fauci, and the rest of them knew that this was untested at the very least, dangerous at worst back at the time. And you know, these are two guys that look like kind little old grandpas, right? Francis Collins and Fauci. Yeah. This is the devil incarnate, man. I'm telling you what, these people are going to have to meet their maker when they have to answer for what they put this country through after COVID-19 landed in America. And it's bad news.
Hang on 1 second. We want to take you through a break and bring you back.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, folks, this is going on offense day. You see that Jordan's committee has released a 300-page interim report on the criminal conspiracy. They're focused in New York. We're going to expand this. You heard Mike Davis. We're going on offense here. Also, about Fauci, Wuhan, the mandates, the vaccine, all of it. We're going on offense there, too. Collins is a major... Fauci's a grundoon compared to Collins. Collins was one that during the transition, we're told, one of the most powerful individuals in the entire U.S. government, okay? And you couldn't remove him because he's got in every congressional district, so he's doling out money. What Grant Stinchfield found is going to be a key element. Grant, don't you believe that we have to, just like we're going to do on the judicial side and DOJ, we have to hold these people accountable? This is going to be a massive criminal conspiracy against these guys. We're going to have to bring in all the pieces. And your story and what the Thorpes did with the video is going to be a major part of that.
I'll tell you what, Francis Collins, recruiting faith leaders by tricking them into thinking that this vaccine was a good idea is so deceitful, Steve. And this is why I love your program, because it's about throwing punches back at a time when we were taking punches in the face for 2 years during this lockdown. And so now someone has to be held to account. Maggie Thorpe, Dr. James Thorpe, they found proof that Francis Collins was going from faith leader on podcasts where those who love Jesus and religion were listening to these podcasts, and he was pushing bogus nonsense about how God wanted this and his prayers were answered and it's a sacred deal that the vaccine was finally here and it would save so many lives. This is a story, I think, that just shows you how low they were willing to go to push this on the American people, and I'm with you. Somebody needs to account for this. You've got a lot of vaccine injuries. You've got deaths out of this. And who knows what else is to come? We're only a few years into this. Who knows what's going to come after this horrible shot?
Grant, how do people get to the radio show, your show here in Real America's Voice, all your writing, and this piece you did in Gateway Pundit's amazing. We're already pushing it out hard. Where do people go to get all your content?
All right, so real easy. I do Morning Drive in Los Angeles, AM 870. You can tune into that anywhere. And this program with you, Steve, I'm so happy to partner with Real America's Voice, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here on Real America's Voice. I urge people to tune in. We pick up where Steve and John Solomon left off and go on offense. And then, of course, my podcast, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. And the Gateway Pundit has this story up too, Steve. So lots of places to get me, easy to find.
By the way, Morning Drive in L.A., that is dog eat dog. That's a Darwinian environment.
You know what, though, Steve? The greatest conservatives out there. They really have great conservatives in L.A. You'd be surprised.
Big. Big MAGA. Grant, thank you so much. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Steve.
6 o'clock, we're going to be on fire. You got to stick around for the 6 o'clock show. Very special night. We're throwing punches the entire time. We're going on offense. Today's a day. It's a pivot point to go on offense. Birchgold.com. We finish now the fifth installment, free installment, End of the Dollar Empire. This is about the central bank digital currency and about fiat money, fiat currency. Also about the BRICS nations, de-dollarization. Get up to speed. Be part of the team that fights. You need to understand capital markets, macroeconomics, all of it. When you're ready to talk to somebody at Birch, we have these relationships. You can go to the top. Philip Patrick. Philip's going to join me on Saturday's show. They can't even come on the day of the weekly show now because they're packed wall to wall with people talking to them, clients talking to them. Become one of those clients. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Check it all out. Immerse yourself in information and then talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, you never take a day off, but I got to tell you, when I see you down at Mar-a-Lago, I don't know, man, it looks so nice down there. And I know you're speaking at, you're taking meetings and you're seeing the president's people and you're speaking at all these fancy schmancy gatherings that got down there. But man, does it look relaxing down there at beautiful Mar-a-Lago, sir?
Well, it is beautiful. And I think this little piece right here, Steve, is worth about $18 million. Isn't that what that judge said? As I look over the rest of the place, it's just amazing. One of my favorite places on the planet, and it is so peaceful here, and just a great feeling. I got about, I don't know, 500 people or so waiting in there on the keynote speaker tonight for these events, and I said, I got to get out here. I got to talk to the War Room posse first. Just hold on, everybody. So we're talking about the. Our pillows were given out, the revival, the flags, the American flag. You see the great flag behind me that we love, our flag. And you get one free for every purchase at the War Room Posse, everybody. The USA Revival and the Roll and Go Anywhere pillow. I use it wherever I go, and I'm on the road a lot. And free shipping on over $75. And you're at the War Room. You get go to the website, you guys. And get all these, get any item, and then we'll send you one of these revival pillows. But everybody's been getting on the MyPillow Premium, the bed pillows, $25, everybody. This is the ones that made us famous. We sold almost 85 million of them now, and they said it couldn't be done. They've attacked MyPillow and my employees. We filled it to full capacity last Monday. It's they're working overtime. They love the War Room Posse. They said that my employees, they actually said, a lot of them said, will you tell you guys thanks? This is our thank you to you. You get a free pillow. Any purchase, you guys, we got the socks came in. We've got all this USA-made stuff at mystore.com. Those guys, they appreciate everything you do, too. Talk to my employees. They're all right here in the U.S. working from home, moms and dads. 800-873-1062. They love talking to the audience.
You know, Stinchfield and I were just talking in the break about the Jackie Torpor story about the flags, and one of the things that upset me was the Minnesota flag. The five-star... American star. You see in the background, when Donald Trump bought Mar-a-Lago, he immediately put up, it didn't have, he put up a huge flagpole and one of the biggest flags, I think, at that time, the state of Florida. The city of Palm Beach, I think, tried to take it down, said you can't do it. And Donald Trump goes, hey, this is the United States of America. I'm an American citizen.
That's right.
It's going to stay. It's a huge fight. But that has that five-tip star, just like your pillow does. We're never backing off. And this eight-point star, this Islamic star, not going to hack it. Not going to hack it. Right?
That's
not
right.
Criticizing
That's
Islam,
right.
But we're not taking the... you
no,
guys
I'm
in Minnesota got to get on that, man.
That's right. This is the United States of America. I am criticizing that flag, that Islam flag. I'll tell you, Steve, that great flag back here, the story behind that is they said it couldn't be so far from the ground. So our great real president, he added more ground to it. He just made the ground higher. And, but that, it's a great story. You can look it up online. One of the greatest stories. He's got that flag. You can see it forever.
Lindell's in Mar-a-Lago to talk about election security. He's going to be with us tomorrow morning from Mar-a-Lago. Mike, good luck tonight. Sam Faddis is going to join us about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, what the Patriots are doing there to secure the election. Also about Volt Typhoon, the CCP's plan to take down the United States by a cyber attack, a cyber Pearl Harbor, all next right here in the War Room. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes,
plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.